All right. Well, I remember telling this story before, but my wife assures me it wasn't here, and she's the one with the memory, so I will trust her. Once upon a time, there lived a very dirty old man. He wore dirty clothes, and he lived in a dirty house, and he lived far, far away up on a hill that overlooked a valley. And do you know, he was called a hermit. And a hermit means that you don't like to be around a lot of people all the time. So he stayed up there, and do you know, he wasn't very industrious. He was lazy. Anybody here lazy? Oh, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. None of you are lazy, I'm sure. He was very lazy. Why, he only ate the littlest bit that he could stand to eat because he knew that if he ate any more, he'd have to work harder to pay for food. So he just did the very little bit that he could. And he lived up on this hill, and down in the valley there was a beautiful city where the king lived, the king of his country. And he would go down there occasionally to sell some wood to get some food, but that was it. He went as little as possible, and he just stayed up by his house. Well, one day as he was sitting out in his dirty yard with all the weeds in his garden, he happened to notice that there was a horse coming up. Clippity cloppy 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 clippity clop. And he looked, and it was the king who was riding on the horse. And the king stopped right out there by his house. And the king got off the horse, tied the horse to a little post there, and walked over by that dirty little house. And the king looked out and said, "That is such a beautiful view. Look at those beautiful mountains." And he looked over at the hermit and he said, "My friend hermit, what a lucky man you are to live here with such a beautiful view." But the hermit felt so ashamed because he didn't look very nice, and his yard was all full of weeds and his house was all dirty. And the king said, "Could I stay a while and enjoy the view?" Well, the hermit was so ashamed, he didn't know what to say, and he didn't say anything. And just a few minutes later, the king got on his horse and went away. But the king said, "I hope I can come and visit you again." And do you know what that hermit did? He decided he had to make some changes because the king was going to come again. He said that he would, and he knew that he had to be ready. So he went and he weeded all of those weeds out of his flower garden. And he swept off the walkway to his house so that you could actually see where it was. And he even went and got an old stool that was back behind the house, and he fixed it up because it was broken. And he set it outside so that if the king came again, the king could sit in his nice clean yard and enjoy the view. Well, do you know, not too many days passed. Clippity-cloppy-cloppy-clop. He looked, there was a horse, and it was the king coming to see him again. Well, this time, the king got off of his horse, and he sat on the nicely repaired stool in the beautiful garden, and the king sat enjoying the view, and he said, "Oh, my friend hermit, thank you so much for preparing this for me so that I could stay here with you for a little while. Do you know, it has been a long journey. I am very thirsty. Could I please have a cup of water?" Oh, poor hermit. All of his cups were dirty, and the bucket with the water in it was empty, and his spring where he got the water from was so overgrown with grass and weeds that there was hardly any water, and it was muddy. Oh, no, the hermit thought. He went back, and he took his cup to clean it in the dirty spring. He didn't know what he was going to do. And while he was back there worrying about it, the king went away. "But he will come again," said the hermit. "He said he would, and when he comes, I will be ready." And so the hermit washed his cups really well so that they were smacking clean. And he took his bucket, and he went back to the spring, and he pulled out all the grass that was clogging it up until beautiful, clear water began to flow. And he filled up his bucket, and he brought a table from in the back, and he put it out by the stool and put a bucket of clean water there every single day so that when the king came again, he would be ready. Well, one day, clippity cloppy cloppy clop, he looked and it was the king. He had come back to visit. And the king got off of his horse and he sat on the stool and he drank some of the cool water. And the king said, "Oh, my friend hermit, how nice of you to have this cool water prepared for me in your beautiful garden. Thank you so much for allowing me to enjoy the view with you. It has been such a long journey. Why, I am quite hungry too. Do you happen to have some bread?" "Oh, poor hermit! He'd only had a couple of half-rotten grapes and some crusty pieces of bread. He surely couldn't offer that to a king." He went inside and looked at his poor, sad food and didn't know what to do. And while he was sitting there, the king went away. "But he'll come again," said the hermit. "He said he would, and when he does, I will be ready." And so do you know what he did? Why, he went and he gathered up some wood, and he went to town, and he sold it, and he bought some flour, and he came back, and he started to make corn cakes every single day. And not only that, he had a vegetable garden in the back that was all overgrown with weeds. You couldn't even see the vegetables. And so he began to pull out all of those weeds so that you could actually see the turnips again. And he began to water those every day so that the turnips could grow. And every day he went out and he put fresh water and he made corn cakes and he weeded his garden. He was ready. Clippity cloppy 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 clippity clop. He looked and it was the king. He had come again to visit. And when the king came, he sat at the little stool and he drank the cool water and he ate the yummy corn cakes and some turnips. And the king said, "My friend hermit, what a pleasure to enjoy this with you. I look forward to our visits. Thank you so much for this wonderful food. And now that I am refreshed from my journey, I think I'll sit and watch the sunset." "Why, friend hermit, would it be all right if I spent the night here so that I could watch the sunrise?" Oh, poor hermit! What was he going to do? He couldn't tell the king that he had no bed, that he only slept on some old dirty bags on the floor. He went inside to see if he could figure out what to do. And while he was there, the king went away. "But he said he will come back," said the hermit, "and I must be ready." And so he went and he gathered up some more wood. And he was pretty good at this sort of thing. He made it into a beautiful handcrafted bed. And he also built a porch out on the front of his house with some more wood. Then he cut even more and he went down into town and he sold several trips of wood so that he had enough money to buy a brand new mattress and some blankets. And then once he had that nice pretty bed in his bedroom, he looked around and said, "This house is filthy. My, the windows, you couldn't even see out of them. It was so dirty." He cleaned his windows. He swept the house. Finally, his house was clean and beautiful. And every day he would make his bed and he would make the corn cakes and he would weed the garden and he would put out fresh water just in case the king might come. Well, do you know what happened? Clippity-cloppy, clippity-clop. Oh my goodness, it was the king. He had come to visit again. And they sat and they visited, and the king drank the water and ate the corn cakes and the turnips and said, "Friend, it is such a joy to spend this time with you. Why, I think I will stay and watch the sunset. Would you mind if I stayed here with you?" And the hermit said, "Of course." So the king watched the sunset with the hermit as they talked. Then the king went in and slept on that brand new comfortable bed in that beautiful clean house. And when it was time to leave, the hermit fixed him some breakfast. They sat out on his new porch and watched the sunrise. And as the king looked out across the valley, he said, "My friend hermit, seeing this view makes me know that God loves us so much to give us such beautiful things that we can appreciate. Thank you so much for your friendship and the time that we get to spend together." And do you know, the hermit was so happy that he wasn't dirty anymore, and that he wasn't lazy anymore, and that he wasn't alone anymore. And do you know, no one called him the dirty old hermit anymore. He was known as the friend of the king. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we want to be your friend. Come into our hearts and get to know us better. live with us today. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, it's time for the Lamb's offering. Go ahead and take those baskets on back. Get out the Lamb's money. Right after this, we have hands-on church available for children ages 4 through 9. There'll be people back there ready to take you to where you need to go. And children 1 through 5, there's also childcare available as well.